Good morning, Stephen. 10 in the morning now, 8:48 here on this Monday, October 19th. Three big things. 59-year-old retired firefighter arrested for allegedly threatening to kidnap and kill Wichita Mayor Brandon Whipple.
Two.
Early voting begins today in Sedgwick County.
One.
Trump and Biden on the campaign trail, 15 days until Election Day. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Traffic this morning here in the Wichita area. The volume's thinning out. Conditions remain pretty good out there. The gasoline prices this morning still averaging around $1.92 a gallon. And I'm still seeing a low end of around $1.85. Spotted $1.85, 21st Street North in Arkansas. Traffic on KNSS is brought to you by Joe DeBrava and Carl's Goodyear Tire. Located downtown at Market and Waterman and online at carlstire.com. Your home for complete car care.
Mostly cloudy today with a high of 53 degrees. Mostly cloudy tonight, the overnight low 42. Then on Tuesday, mostly cloudy, 20% chance for rain or drizzle. Tomorrow's high, 56 degrees. Now cloudy, northeast wind at 7 miles per hour and 42 degrees. Today is Monday, October 19th, 2020. On this date in 1987, the stock market crashed as the Dow Jones Industrial Average plunged 508 points or 22.6% in value. Its biggest daily percentage loss to in what became known as Black Monday. That was in 1987. The coronavirus pandemic has put millions of Americans out of work, but many of those still working are fearful, distressed, and stretched thin. A quarter have even considered quitting their jobs as worries related to the pandemic weigh on them, according to a new poll by the Associated Press NORC Center for Public Affairs Research. About 7 in 10 workers cited juggling their jobs and other responsibilities as a source of stress. Fears of contracting the virus also was a top concern for those working outside the home. The good news is that employees are responding. The poll finds 57% of workers saying their workplaces are doing about the right amount to respond to the pandemic. 24% say they are going above and beyond. Some guidance from the government urging changes to usual Thanksgiving traditions because of COVID-19.
This is House Call for Health. Thanksgiving, a holiday known for getting together with family and friends, watching a parade, gathering around a TV to watch some football. But what about in times of coronavirus? The CDC says many families travel long distances to celebrate, and that could increase the chances of spreading and getting the disease. They are suggesting some low-risk activities, such as having a small dinner with only those who are already living in your house, or hosting a virtual dinner. The other end of the spectrum, high-risk activities, shopping at busy stores or attending crowded parades. Even Dr. Anthony Fauci, director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, says he won't be getting together with his family on Thanksgiving, telling Yahoo News he'd love to see his three daughters, but they're concerned about traveling and possibly exposing their dad, who is in a vulnerable age group. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
What's next for the 737 Max? Well, let's check it out with editor Bill Roy, the Wichita Business Journal. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Steve. Yeah, on Friday, we brought to you the breaking news that European regulators have deemed the 737 Max safe to fly again. That means the aircraft could be flying in Europe by the end of the year. In the United States, the Federal Aviation Administration is in the final stages of recertifying the aircraft. A public comment period ends November 2nd. That means the U.S. grounding could be lifted by the end of the year. The MAX has been grounded since March of 2019. Wichita State University preparing to open a rapid virus testing lab in partnership with Sedgwick County. When it gets to full capacity, the new molecular diagnostic lab will be able to process as many as 4,500 COVID-19 tests per day, and the results will be back within 24 hours. With the increased testing capacity, providers in the county will eventually be able to test more than 2,200 residents per day, compared to 800 now. Amazon says its new fulfillment center in Park City will add about 500 jobs. The Park City facility near 71st Street North and Broadway will be 1 million square feet. Wages, $15 an hour. Full-time employees will get comprehensive benefits. Workers will pack and ship bulky or larger-sized items, such as patio furniture, outdoor equipment, rugs. The facility is expected to open sometime next year. Another facility at 4044 North Tobin will be a delivery station. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Bill Roy.
Bill, I want to pass along another birthday today, and that is Ron Watts. Ron was not in my class, but we went to school together at Wichita West, and Ron was a three-sport guy, like many of us were, but he was best at pitching. In fact, he was a left-handed pitcher who could throw very, very hard. I faced him in summer league one summer a couple of times, and I couldn't even see the ball go into that. I just heard something in the catcher's mitt.
He was throwing BBs up there, huh?
Yeah, but he started his windup, and I started swinging one time at that point, and actually got a base hit off Ron. I hope.
There you go.
I don't want
to
embarrass him, but he was a terrific pitcher. I think he wound up pitching in college. Ron Watts, having a birthday today.
Happy birthday, Ron.
Survey of parents finds 78% admit to stealing from their kids' Halloween candy. 28% eating more candy than their own kids. Now, I've got a suspicion that when that pillowcase came home to your house after your daughters had been out trick-or-treating, I have a suspicion you may have tapped into it surreptitiously now and then. What do you think?
Well, their tradition was, my girl's tradition was, get home and then spread it out all over the floor and see what you got. And then you put everything together. You put the Butterfingers together, the Snickers together.
Wow.
And they would actually offer it to us. They were nice young girls, and they would offer us a candy bar every once in a while.
Well, I had to steal that from my kids, and I still steal it from my grandkids, too. So happy Halloween.
That's exactly right.
Thank you, Bill. That's good. Coming up here at on the Glenn Beck program this morning at 9 o'clock, looking for answers about Joe Biden and the Russians. That's one of the themes of today's program. At 9 o'clock in the news, we're going to talk about Trump and Biden campaigning hard with election just a couple of weeks away. That's coming up at 9 o'clock. Thank you for listening. Stay tuned for Glenn Beck, Rush Limbaugh, news updates all day. Steve at 10 in the morning, 98.7 and 1330, KNSS Wichita. Now, 42 degrees.